The Guardian.
My name's Katie Peters. I work for the Overseas Development Institute as a research fellow. We've produced a report recently that looks at what we're calling the problems with a technocentric approach to climate change. One of the reasons why we wrote the report is that climate change is obviously going to impact fragile and conflict-affected states. But the problem is those countries are least able to deal with the challenges that that's going to represent. Another reason was that actually the way that climate change and conflict is being framed in terms of the relationship between these two things actually I felt was really quite problematic. There tends to be three main ways. One of them is this idea that we need to try and compare and contrast climate change with different patterns of violence and conflict. And actually all that's doing is oversimplifying the context of a situation, and it's plucking two things out of a complex context and trying to make a relationship between them. The second is this idea of hotspot maps, and you might have seen them. They're essentially maps of the globe where countries are given a different colour or a different number depending on the likelihood of them experiencing climate-related conflict. Now, again, they're really problematic because they don't actually disaggregate or look at the nuance of violence or conflict beyond that country level. And the third way, actually, that this relationship between climate change and conflict has tended to be presented is through a security lens. Since climate change has been on the UN Security Council agenda back in 2007, what we've tended to see is this way of framing climate change, and in particular, the people that are most vulnerable to climate change, have actually been deemed the threats to other countries' national security. So because of these three framings, and the fact that we really felt here at ODI that that's quite problematic, it's certainly not nuanced enough, we really need to think beyond the way that these debates are currently being framed. So the report tries to do that, but I think what's interesting about this is it's quite different from a lot of the work that's out there already. What we've actually tried to do, and I think it surprised quite a lot of people, is we've looked at where climate change action or climate change aid is being spent, and we've actually looked at where this might have a negative impact. So the idea certainly isn't to try and be detrimental to the climate change agenda, but actually what we're trying to say is that we need to learn from the lessons of the past, particularly in terms of working in fragile and conflict-affected states, and we really need to apply them to how we spend climate aid in these difficult contexts. So we give examples from Aceh in Indonesia, also we give examples from Uganda, Ethiopia and Sudan, and we try and explain how you really need to take a political economy lens, and that's essentially meaning looking at the different types of political and economic drivers within a context to really understand how your climate change action might actually take effect, how effective it might be, who the winners are, who the losers are.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.